6 a.m. to 6 p.m. They got Cajun food. They do fresh cracklings two or three times a day, every day. They got deli items there. They got everything you need. See them today.
The studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas. All information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Don't forget, today is Tuesday. That means any movie, any time, any age at Parkway Cinemas, only $6. Heart Eyes, Love Hurts, two new movies playing at Parkway Cinema. Okay, the TV is a lot louder. You're missing conversations. You're missing out on a lot. Hearing impairment, time to do something about it. Go to the professionals, Dr. Karen Mills at Hearing Solutions. Located at 815 Worth Street in Hemphill, Texas, 409-787-3388. Or in Jasper, Texas, 409-384-2383. Tomorrow, Brent Littlefield, been with Jeff Landry for as long as Jeff Landry's been running for office. He will be our guest tomorrow. Today, it is the Honorable Treasurer of the State of Louisiana, Dr. John Fleming. John, good morning to you.
Hey, Ted. Good morning to you. Glad to be on with you.
Would you like to hear a Treasury John Fleming success story?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my daughter lives on the outskirts of D.C., and she's taking her daughter into Bishop O'Connell Catholic School in D.C., so when she drops her off, it's about a 30-minute drive home, and a lot of times she listens on the app to me in the morning. As she puts it, it's not for the intellectual knowledge, it's just she misses her dad. So she's listening, coming back, and she's hearing John Fleming on the radio. And he's on that month, this was last month, and she's listening about the unclaimed property, and she gets home and she says, what the heck, let me take a shot at it. She gets $600 and something from one account. Two other accounts at $50, came up with over $700. Got so excited, she called her sister in Shreveport and said, I just found you got $50 coming too. All that on a phone call because they were listening to you on the radio.
Well, there you have it. And I'm delighted to hear that. You know, one in six Louisianans have money owed to them from unclaimed property because of forgotten utility deposits or maybe a bank account that you may have inherited, or a tax refund that didn't make it to you. So I'm delighted to hear that story.
Well, the sad part, she looked at me, I had nothing coming. I want to ask you a question. When John Schroeder was Treasury Secretary, John Schroeder really got frustrated with the legislature and pretty well with everybody on spending. And he came with all these great ideas on whether we could spend money or save money in Louisiana. So when he put together the committee to look at ways to cut government, did they consider putting the Treasury Department on there, or should they have put them on there?
If you're referring to the Louisiana version of DOGE...
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
They did not... I've not heard a peep from them, not one word, not any involvement, which is very interesting because... one of the areas where money is slipping through our fingers the most is the appropriations, the annual appropriations, money going to non-governmental organizations that we really don't know what they do with the money in many cases, and there's no measurement of impact or benefit to those, and we see it. We process those appropriations, but we're limited as to what we can do to stop the money flow to areas that are very wasteful.
So what should be the next step for them if it's going to be successful? Because I've cautioned a number of the people that's on that committee saying finding cuts is easy, implementing cuts is hard.
Well, it's the same old story. Appropriators, that is, legislators, whether you're at the federal or the state level, they love to bring money back to their districts. And they feel like they're heroes for doing that. And in many cases, that's the most important thing they do. But the problem is, Ted, what good is bringing money back to your district if it's just wasted? And in many cases, we find out that there are people probably behind these appropriations that are linked up and organized, where there are multiple appropriations where money is finding its way ultimately to a handful of individuals that benefit from it without really doing any work or providing any benefit. So that's really where I would start, and I would also look inside the large agencies such as the Department of Health, Education, and I'm going to get back to education in a moment, but also...
Transportation.
Transportation, that's the other one. Now, education, we will be standing up, we being the Treasury. We will stand up, going live on March 31st, a transparency website for the Department of Education. In it, you will be able to see all of the contracts. You'll be able to see the payroll, the employment contracts, the performance measurements, everything you'd want to know about every public and charter school in Louisiana. The best way to really do this is to have transparency in all of the agencies. And we're beginning with the Department of Education.
How do you get to the website, and how easy is it going to be to maneuver around in it?
Well, I don't have the URL yet because we're not live, but I will be announcing it around the state when we do, but it will be live March 31st, and it's a third-party software that's designed to be user-friendly. It's already operating in eight other states. So trust me, any Tom, Dick, and Harry, any average person will be able to navigate this and see all the information, compare one school against another, compare one school against many. It'll all be laid out there for you, and then you should call up your school board, you should call up your legislator, your representative, and ask them about your findings.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Why don't you, whenever you get all the details and information, record me a 30-second spot, and I'll run you a ton of free advertisements on all eight stations, because I just think this is a really important, tool for any parent that's got kids in school, or taxpayer, quite frankly.
Right. I will take you up on that, Ted. And remember, what's really important about this is we have already implemented school choice. That passed last year. So what good would such a website be if you couldn't choose the better schools, the better run, the more efficient schools? So these are two projects being implemented simultaneously, and it makes it complete. It's going to really raise the value of our public school system in Louisiana in a way we've never seen.
See, the other thing I think we need to do in Louisiana on education is have a merit system for school personnel, especially teachers. Those teachers that really excel, that are really good at their job, should get additional money as compared to the union mentality of education.
Well, I agree. That's been the problem with our government for decades, is that we run it more like a socialistic enterprise. Everybody gets the same outcome. Everybody gets the same pay, yet their workload oftentimes... You have a handful of teachers who do most of the work, and they do the best quality work. So I totally agree with you. It should be like a private business where you reward merit, people who really get stuff done, the real leaders should get better paid.
Dr. John Fleming is our guest this morning. State Treasurer will be back in a moment. If it's that time that you're ready to change some things in your bathroom, well, want to put a new bathtub in, want to remodel and custom build it, you can do it by calling Broadline Services, Tim or Juanita, at 318-652-1215, or go to broadlines.org. You can reshape your home with Broadlines.
Hi, future demons. This is Mackenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, welcome back. Nichols is the name you've known, your parents, your grandparents. Been around it well over 100 years. The Bohr family makes sure that every visit to Nichols is a great experience. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny, stop by a Nichols store today. Our guest this morning, Dr. John Fleming, wears a lot of hats. Medical doctor out of Minden, Louisiana. Voted to be congressman, then was deputy chief of staff under the Trump administration, now is the treasurer secretary. So I want to go back to the time you were deputies under Trump. So yes. We got three branches of government. How can judges start undoing what a president does? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that was a big problem when I was in the White House. I was only 10 steps from the Oval Office. My office was right next to the Chief of Staff, and I was liaison for the 2020 census that it was operated out of the Department of Commerce, and we were behind because of COVID, and we did everything we could to accelerate so we would have it done on time. But because of the deep state knowing that they would rather delay it so that Biden would be elected and would sign it into law, they kept suing us, and judges out in California kept putting stays on it. So that's a very common part. That's coming from the deep state. That's people within the departments who defy the President of the United States because they don't agree with his politics. You see, in Washington today, 99.9% of career people who work in government, in the federal government, are Democrats. And I won't waste time going into why that's true, but just...
Well, that's not exactly true. You said that work in government. What you meant to say was on the payroll in government.
That is much more precise. You're absolutely right about that. In fact, a recent study showed that of those massive buildings in Washington, there's only a 6% occupancy, even though we have the biggest payroll in history.
Okay, so I guess the only solution, it eventually, like the things that's happening now, where they're trying to stop Trump from cutting and sending illegal aliens back, is the Supreme Court. Is that the only stop?
Well, I think that is the ultimate stop, but that's much too slow. What we really have to do and what the Trump administration is doing is just simply firing people or giving them buyout offers, getting them out of those buildings and out of those jobs and replacing them with people who really want to do what the president wants them to do. You're going to see far more political hires under President Trump than you have under any president in history. And the reason is because we have a permanent uniparty deep state bureaucracy in Washington, and they defy any Republican who's in office. And that must end. And that's the reason why USAID got closed down. That's the reason why we're going into all of these other places like the Treasury and doing a lot of stuff to change. We're replacing these career people with new appointees. So Washington, a year from now, is going to look a lot different than it does today.
Well, like USAID, there's litigation to stop them from doing that. Do you think that will be shut down permanently?
I don't think it'll be shut down permanently, but where I think we'll land on that is the 80% or so that's really wasteful spending, like supporting woke activities in Africa, woke activities in Iraq. That stuff will be gone, and we will not return. There is some decent, reasonable aid that comes out of USAID. It's just that Democrats over the years have morphed it into their own internal political system in which they can take taxpayer money and do what they want with it, and then have that money return so that they can get their candidates elected into office.
There's a story came out this morning where it was found that $60 million was spent in the last week on luxury hotels in New York for illegal aliens. That's just one of so many different things out there. I'm surprised that the Democrats try to defend that.
Yeah, that's just how left-wing the Democrat Party has become. And they finally went too far, because the average citizen, even people who are traditional Democrats, just scratch their head and say, well, you know, there's got to be some accountability to government, whether it's city, state, or federal government, to what the needs are. So that means that there are people, American citizens, who have true needs who are being ignored in place of, in some cases, not only illegals, but illegal criminals who are never put in jail and who are given free this and free that. That is something that even many Democrats today say, we've just gone too far.
Okay, so let's switch hats, and let's go to your hat where you're the doctor. And President Trump was on an interview, and he was talking about one particular medicine in the Canadian country you can buy for $80. In America, U.S., it's $1,000+. We pay more for drugs in the U.S. than any other country in the world. Why is that?
Because we have a screwed-up pharmaceutical system. The middleman just rakes in millions on that. In fact, the middlemen on that, the so-called price negotiators, are called PBMs. They've become so lucrative that they've been bought up by many of the health insurance companies like United Health. The whole thing is a scam, and it was made permanent by the passage of Obamacare. You may remember we used to talk about Obamacare when it was up for a vote back in 2010, And I was one of the ones in Congress fighting against it. And what I was saying then was, there's not one word in 3,000 pages that does anything to lower the price of health care. All it does is shift the cost of health care from one group of people to another, meaning that more people can get in the wagon and fewer people pull in the wagon, which is exactly where we are today. If you want to see your drug prices be reasonable and equivalent to other countries, then we've got to break up this cabal that we have in the healthcare system today.
A great example, a good friend of mine in the pharmacy business. So he's got regular customers, and some of the drugs that some of his regular customers take cost him a lot more than he sells them for. Yet if he doesn't fill the prescriptions, he loses the customers. That just doesn't seem right to me that you buy a drug for $100 and sell it for $20.
Right. No, that does happen. It definitely happens, and that's why it's such a weird system. So that means the pharmacist has to make it up on other things, which means that somebody's still paying too much for something in order to get that drug at basement price. But still, it's all wasteful. There's no marketplace. Customers can't compare prices. There's no transparency of prices. It's just not a user-friendly system. It's rigged. It's rigged against the consumer. And again, if we bring a marketplace back to healthcare, protecting people from cost, but at the same time giving them transparency and choice, Ted, we'll have a much more responsive and cost-effective and overall lower-cost system.
Dr. John Fleming is our guest. By the way, this morning at 8:30, the Sabine Parish Police Jury, have they lost the trust of the people? I think I can make a good case that they have. That's at 8:30 this morning. Also, is there going to be a third candidate running for district attorney in Sabine Parish? Got some Sabine Parish news I think going to be interesting to Winfield, Vernon, Beauregard, Natchitoches, and East Texas as well. Be back in a moment. Want to remind you that Northwestern State University is honoring Coach Mike McConathy this week. It's not too late to get tickets. In fact, you can get them at the game. First game starts at 1 o'clock. They honor him at the halftime of the men's game around 4:30. Going to be a great get-together at Northwestern State University.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years' experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Carthage Livestock Auction has a sale every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Under new ownership and management, Kevin McDonald would like to invite you to their sale. Call today, 903-277-4067. Hauling available, cattle working available, and lowered commission rates. Get in touch with the folks at Carthage Livestock Auction, 903-277-4067.
Prepare for a taste of the Philippines. Experience a variety of cultural flavors. Savory, tangy, earthy, authentic Filipino food in a Turo Turo point-point setting. 1118 North Pine Street, Suite F, DeRidder, across 171 from Walmart. Bringing you bold, comforting fusion like nowhere else around. Everyday favorites like sticky Asian chicken wings, chop suey, pork ribs caldereta, plus soup specials, party trays, and more. 337-221-1129. See their Facebook for more details. The all-new Shireen's Filipino Cuisine.
Hey, welcome back. Need to get an eye exam? Let me make a suggestion. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 15 locations in Louisiana. Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria, they're ready to serve you. 318-487-2020. Or go to laeyeandlaser.com. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery and cataract surgery as well. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Dr. John Fleming, our guest this morning. Don't forget at 8:30, Sabine Parish Police Jury. Have they lost your trust? I'll give you a good case for it at 8:30. Third person in the race for district attorney. That's all coming up. Dr. Fleming, no secret, you're planning on running for the U.S. Senate position. Have you started your campaign yet?
Oh, yes. I announced 2.5 months ago, Ted. I'm getting great response. But no, we're actively campaigning. I'm the only declared candidate against Senator Bill Cassidy. And remember that among other things that Senator Cassidy has done that has made Republicans and conservatives unhappy, he voted to convict President Trump in the second impeachment trial. And to show how bad that is, that would not have just removed Trump from office. It would have foreclosed his ability to have run and won the election this past November, and we would have Biden or Harris as our president today had he and the other six Republican senators who voted to convict Trump. So thank goodness there wasn't enough of them to actually remove from office, convict Trump. But also, people tell me that they've been disenchanted with Senator Cassidy for years. They feel like he's a Republican in name only, that he compromises and really comports with Democrats far too often in Washington. He's just lost his way. He's not a conservative, and people want to change. And so I've never seen the kind of support and response.
Close primary help or hurt you?
They help me because there will be mostly Republicans voting just for the Republican candidates while Democrats vote for the Democrat candidate in this race. So it's of great benefit to me to have close primaries.
We got 30 seconds left. People want to get free money. Well, not free money. It's their money. They want to get it back. Treasurer has it. How can they go about finding out?
They go to lacashclaim.gov, that's lacashclaim.gov, and put in a little bit of your personal information, and you'll find out quickly if you have money. And if you don't remember that, just Google LA, that is Louisiana, unclaimed property, and it'll take you there anyway.
Hey, I've got to ask you, having known you since before you became congressman, I know that you got extremely strong Christian values. Did Lauren Daigle knock it out of the park at the Superdome?
Well, yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it? I truly believe America is beginning to return to its Christian roots after being in the desert for the last 4 years. And so I think that was a sign of where we're beginning to return as a nation. And so I was so delighted by that.
Hey, enjoyed having you with us today. We look forward to visiting next month.
Great. Thanks, Ted. Have a great day.
When are you coming back to
lost your girl. Her words touched me